First, I want to acknowledge my co-author of this presentation, Dr. Roger Leonard. In my presentation, first, I will have a brief introduction about the cornbread species in Louisiana and Texas. Now, my talking will focus on an F2 screen for detecting real BT resistant allele in the sugarcane borer. Now we're just a little bit about if this F2 technique can be used more widely. In Louisiana, at least three cornbread species we can find from cornfield: the European cornbread, the Southwest cornbread, and the sugarcane borer. A 4-year field survey showed the sugarcane borer is a dominant cornbread species across the major corn areas in Louisiana. They count more than 80% of the total cornbread sampled from this area. And till 2005, the sugarcane borer also was found heavily damaged in Texas, in this big area. Now the samples from 2006 and 2007 showed more than 99% of the cornbread samples were the sugarcane borer. Now also there are some reports about cornbread damage on corn in Arkansas and Mississippi. Since 1999, the transgenic BT corn has become the most important management tool for managing cornbread problems in Louisiana, and now more than the BT corn account more than 40% of the total corn acreage of the state. The field performance of BT corn are still very effective. About 20% more of the yield can be harvested from on BT corn compared to non-BT corn in Louisiana. The goal of one of my research is try to develop a monitoring program that can detect a real BT resistant allele in the sugarcane borer. And to achieve this goal, we develop an F2 screen due to 2005. This F2 screen involved connection of field larvae and pupae from corn field, and then we rear the larvae in the laboratory to pupae stage, and then single pairing of the male and the female to establish S9 F1 generation. Then we seed mating the F1 generation to developing the F2 S9 family. We screen the neonates on BT corn leaf tissues for BT corn for resistant. The larvae of the F2 on BT corn in the F2 screen were checked after 5, 10, and 15 days. Then any survivor from the F2 screens, now we were confirmed for BT resistant on intact BT corn plants in the greenhouse. If one parent of a family carried a resistant allele, then 6.5% of the F2 alleles should be homozygous for BT resistant. And then the homozygous individual should survive in the F2 screen as well as on BT corn plant. We define the major resistant allele means the resistant insects can survive for more than 15 days in the F2 screen, and also the resistant insects can complete larval development on intact BT corn plants. We define the minor resistant allele means the family should have more than 2% of the larvae survival in the F2 screen, but they cannot survive on BT corn leaf tissue, on BT corn plants. The resistant allele frequency were estimated, just they published the equation based on David Andon et al. This, during 2004-2005, we screened near 500 F2 fibonacci from five populations collected from four locations across the major cone area in Louisiana. This table summarizes those families. They had live larvae after 10 days in the F2 screen. And from the population for the 2004 collection, there are four families that still had live larvae after 10 days. For the collection due 2005, eight families that still had live larvae after 10 days. After 15 days, they down to three families. They had live larvae, and all of the three families come from the 2004 collections. And then most of the survivors after 15 days come from a single family, the family 52. Those pictures show the survival of the family 52 on BT cone leaf tissues. In contrast, most of the F2 neolets of most of other families were killed on BT cone plant and tissues after only 5 days. To confirm if the family 52 carry any resistant allele, we bar cross the survivors with the susceptible insects. Then we test the F2 neolets of the bar cross on the intact BT plant at the vegetative BT cone plant in the greenhouse. Now their survival were checked after 57 days. Those pictures shows the damage of the family 52 on BT cone plant after 41 days. Those pictures shows the survival and the damage of the family 52 on BT cone plants after 57 days. Those pictures shows the pupae recovered from BT cone plant after 57 days. And this table summarizes our greenhouse confirmation. For the total of 351 live insects were recovered from 55 BT plant. Now most of those live insects were small larvae, some big larvae, some pupae. They distributed inside the stalk, on or inside the ear, then they also tunnel the shank. On average, about 5 tunnels were found per plant with an tunnel length of about 35.7 centimeters per plant. Then this table, based on our definition of the major resistant and the minor resistant alleles, from the 493 F2 family, we identified 9 family carry minor resistant allele, and then one family carried major resistant allele. That's the family 52. Based on the population equation, we estimate the minor resistant allele is about 0.5%, and the major resistant allele frequency about 0.1%. In summary, we believe the procedures, F2 procedures that we developed that can be used for detection of rare BT resistant allele in the sugarcane borer. The major resistant allele we identified in the family 52, as we know, should be the first major resistant alleles to Kwai-1-AB BT corns and the commercialized BT corns. The resistance ratios based on our data from the 2004-2005, as well as I will talk a little bit later, the 2006 and 2007, it's arranged about 0.1 to 0.3%. Our data also showed the closely monitoring of the sugarcane borer resistance is needed for the Louisiana as well as for the middle southern region of the United States to ensure the long-term success of this technology. we think there are some significant advantage compared to the F2 screen originally proposed for the sugarcane borer. One thing compared to the whole BT plant screens, they save lots of the spaces. Okay. Now this method also can much easier to recover survivors from the F1, F2 screens. This also minimizes the effect of BT concentration variation among a BT, whole BT plant. Compared to the diet bioassay, this method does not require like a culture the toxin, purification the toxin, measurement the concentrations. They also does not require any identification of a diagnostic dose. That's usually a very challenging job. And then also not necessary use a tox model, like we use the purified toxin. That's probably not necessary the same tox sense like the BT corn plant express it. Oh, they're very sensitive. There are also some other reasons for us to use the F2 screen for the sugarcane borer. The sugarcane borer adult moths are very quiet, so you can easily do the single pair mating. Okay? Now the sugarcane borer also are called mute pupae, so that you can easily remove from the diet, and then you also can easily identify their gender. Now the sugarcane borer also do not cannibalize so that you can screen in the F2 neolets in a single container for many neolets. The sugarcane borer also very attractive to later plant corn, so that we can plant later corn for track the European the sugarcane borer for failed connections. Many people ask me about the cost of the F2 screen. I did do some homework this year, so this is based on the other data from Texas. I didn't show the data here, but I timelized those major tasks. Okay, now we measured some time. And then this measurement are based on a group of one professor, two undergraduate students, then one master's student, and three PhD students. So this is for 100 F2 family. So it's about the total cost for the time is about 90 hours. I take a home message about 1 hour per family. The most difficult things. The most challenging thing for the success of the F2 screen is the single pair mating. You have to be very, very training the person to do this. Otherwise, you waste a lot of time. And in the rest of a few minutes, I will talk about your question, Charlie's question. Okay. If this F2 screen can be used a little bit more widely, okay. And first, we already modified the F2 screen to an F1 screen due for the 2006-2007 data. Because right now we already have a highly resistant colony available in our laboratory, so we just try to field collect the pairing the wild moths with the resistant insects, and then we screen in the F1 generation other than F2. Because if the field collected parent carry resistant allele, then the 50% of the F2 neolets should be homozygous for the resistance, so that they can survive in the F1 screen. Till 2006 and 2007, we have screened more than 500 field collected individuals from Texas, from Louisiana. We identified the one major resistant allele for the connection till 2006, and then most likely one from this year, but this year under confirmation. And that's resistant alleles is about 0.3%. That's why I put the 0.3% in my previous slide. And the reason for the F1 screen is the material cost will be much less compared to F2. And also, the F1 screen can save about 1/3 of the time for they identify the resistant new. We have, and then the second thing, we already modified a little bit just the F2 screen for the sugarcane borer to detecting rarebity resistant new in the for the southwest cone borer till 2005. We screened 210 F2 family, then identified one minor resistant allele, but we did not find any major resistant alleles. Then the resistant allele frequency is about 0.4%, no, is less than 0.4% with 95% probability for the Louisiana populations of southwest cone borer. And that also, the paper have not published. They modified a little bit for this procedure to screening the old world cotton boll worm real resistant alleles in China. And I read their data, but it haven't published yet. And now I know that somebody now doing the similar procedure in this country for the European cone borer. The major advantage for the sugarcane borer for US this kind of procedure is just Dr. Blair just he mentioned they are more sensitive to BT corn compared to the sugarcane borer. Now I used the 5-day interview for the F1 F2 screen for the sugarcane borer, but for the European corn borer, I'm pretty much sure 4-day period is enough for identify major resistant allele. That means the change of the plant tissue in the F2 screen is not necessary. You can further reduce the labor cost very much. At the end of my presentation, I'd like to thank lots of my collaborators, now some visiting professors, lots of students and research associates. I also have a little bit of ground from NSF and our Louisiana Kuhn Committee and the department. Thank you. I will be happy to answer any question. If I think I have 2 minutes, right?
Does anyone have any questions for Dr. Huang?
I've got a couple.
Just repeat the question. What proportion of the host plants used by sugarcane borer are represented by BT corn?
And your question is what is the...
Of the entire sugarcane borer population that you're monitoring, what proportion are...
Oh, yeah, okay, good question. Dr. Bruce Tabalashik's question is, you mean my sample area, right? Okay, so the sample area represents how much the portion of the total corn, right?
No, of all the host plants used.
You mean the host plants?
Yes.
Okay.
What are the different host plants used and what proportion of that is BT corn?
And right now, the sugarcane borers in Louisiana, they also damage sugarcane. They also damage rice. In the sorghum, we try to collaborate our research. Actually, we submit a proposal recently. Probably somebody can will review the proposal. the BT corn is about probably near 50% for the corn acreage. It's right. This year we planted 0.75 million acres of BT corn totally in Louisiana, and then the sugarcane. And it's in the south part of the Louisiana, and then the corn is mostly in the northeast and also north part of Louisiana. There are some overlapping in the central area, but it's not a big portion. And for the rice, the mostly in the east side, but they also have some in the north. I have a calculation, I forgot the exact number of the population. But for the area, I connected the samples. I think that if I'm right, it's about cuts about 70% of the total host of the sugarcane borer.
70%.
Yeah, but I cannot exactly. I have in my proposal. I don't know if you read it. Okay. And thank you. And any other question? Go.
When you're trying to do these
And you do, I do the single part making in the small container. At first, I chose many different containers. At the very beginning, now I found one container since I have the picture. So the difficult for the, I tell your story, I have known many students, and after my training, the success ratio for the student usually can get like 20% or 30%. By myself, you only can get 75% success. And then my visiting professor also can get about 70%. So the difficult that you want to, you should have experiences to say which male is good, which male is female is good. Okay? That take time. Mm-hmm.
So you do it by trying to look at the quality
of the
parents.
Pardon me?
You try to find the parents that are best quality.
Yes, exactly. Very important stuff. Then you check usually in the morning and also in the afternoon. So that's